USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An F-16 Fighting Falcon jet assigned to the Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing crashed Tuesday evening in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The cause and fate of the pilot are unknown at this time. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit, filed with the U.S. Supreme Court, names four battleground states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, as defendants, because the Elector's Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection. The states have until Thursday to reply to the complaint.
Going the next step, which is saying, we want a response from the states named. We want a response from Pennsylvania, from Wisconsin, from Georgia. So, again, I think it's very clear that, and this is the case we've been talking about to reach SCOTUS. This is the outcome determinative case.
Trump attorney Jordan Sokolow on Newsmax TV, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If Joe Biden becomes president, one of his picks in his cabinet is getting flack from critics. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra is being asked to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services in a Joe Biden administration. The pick has many people scratching their heads as Becerra has no health care experience. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is no fan of the pick as well.
Let's just go through the problems with this nomination. So first, he supports Medicare for all. Second, he's a true radical on abortion. Third, look at what's happened in California during this pandemic. He has been on the forefront of locking down that entire state. Javier Becerra will be Joe Biden's nationwide lockdown enforcer.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Baltimore Ravens 34-17 Tuesday night, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy reacts to former Cowboy, now Ravens wide receiver, Dez Bryant, testing positive for the China virus right before kickoff.
Yes, I was informed as I was walking on the field, you know, before the kickoff. So, you know, obviously if it is the case, you know, you feel bad that he has the virus. I can't tell you, you know who talked to who or so forth. I'm just going off of what I was told.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. One of the best college football games of the year every year has gotten the China virus axe. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upwards and that the Wolverines would not be able to field a full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled for last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking down the 2020 college football schedule, 122 games have been postponed or canceled due to China virus and its imposing restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.